It's Liz Black, and wow, I am looking forward to speaking to this young lady because it's been a minute. I want to know what she's doing, just like you want to know what she's been up to because she's got new music out. Welcome to the show, Prashaya Hilliard. How you doing, Prashaya?
I'm doing good, doing good, doing good. I am just as excited as you are to talk to you today. Just new music is coming finally, and I'm so
Yes.
glad to be able to tell you and all the people that are listening about it today.
Yeah, and well, first, I want to tell you, when you first came on the scene, the song was fire. I want you to tell you, the anointing was all over that song. I mean, ever
Amen.
since we played it, it took us in.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we pray. I pray that I give you a whole record full of fire hits, if you will.
Well, tell us first, what have you been doing? Because when your last song came out, when?
Oh, gosh, now you're asking me trivia questions.
Yeah,
That was at
trivia.
least 5 years ago.
It's been
At
5 years.
least 5 years ago.
Okay, well,
Yes, when we did Live Out Loud, it was 5 years ago.
wow. Okay, so just bring us up to what was happening in the 5 years.
In the past 5 years, I've been serving at my local church as a worship leader, worship pastor, and then of course a creative arts director at our church as well. So handling everything for our ministry is what I've been doing for the past 5 years. Really growing and developing, I believe, as a minister of the gospel, growing and developing as an artist, as a musician. And so it's been an exciting 5 years, a 5 years of growth. And
Yeah.
I feel like what God has been preparing in me is ready to be released, and I just pray that the anointing of God be on every single thing that we do. So we recorded last year live, and so
Okay.
we've done all of the work, mixed all of the levels,
Yeah.
talked to all of the people, did all of that. And now we're ready to release the glory experience to the world, and I am so excited about it.
Well, I'm ready to ricochet off the walls. For those of you just tuning in, Prashaya Hilliard's here after 5 years. She's been very active in her ministry, but she's ready. She's got her gloves on. God's gonna
I'm
fight
ready for
her
the fight,
battles.
Liz. I'm ready.
The business is ready too. See, you got the ministry. Now you're ready for the business and the ministry. Your new
Yes,
project.
indeed.
Yes, the new project is the Glory Experience. Let's talk about the single No God Like Our God.
The mass hit single, No God Like Our God. I'm confessing it and believing it, but I truly believe that when people hear this song, they will be transported to a place of worship. I wrote the song so kind of off the cuff in a service one day, and it became an anthem for our house.
Wow.
And the song is real simple. I mean, it literally just says, "There is no God like our God, and there's no peace like his peace. There's no glory like his glory." And when you really think about it, the prophet Isaiah says, "No eye has seen and no ear has heard of a God like this that works wonders for those who will wait upon him." And so I believe as we worship God, as we tell him, "God, there's no one like you," that we will start to see many miracles pop up in our lives, in all areas of our lives, because as we continue to tell him, "There's nobody like you," he's got to show up as
Yes.
in a no God like me fashion. He's got to show up in a
Yes.
way that it's got to be God. And so I just wanted to give a worship song that would be used as a tool for people to help them usher in that kind of atmosphere and a faith charge that they need to face whatever they're facing in their lives, whether it be marriage, children, job, career issues, what have you. There is no God like our God. There's no healing like his healing. There's no favor like his favor. There is no grace like his grace. And I believe as we continue as the body of Christ, is that message kind of live within us. We'll begin to rise up strong as the church and begin to see God do many great things in our midst.
Yes, I feel like sending you an offering just from that.
Now, my official title at my church is Pastor Prashia Hilliard, and my dad messes with me all the time. He says, "You preach every Sunday, even though you're supposed to be up there singing. You preach a message every Sunday." And I believe, hey, if you really believe this thing, if you're really about this life of worship, you ought to have something to say about it as well.
Yeah. So now you said that this song was off the cuff. Don't you find that those off the cuff songs are the ones that stick a lot of the times?
Yeah, they're the best because for me, it kind of takes it takes you out of the way.
Yeah.
You don't have time to send it to a couple of friends and say, hey, what do you think about this? You don't have time to second guess yourself in the studio while you're writing it. It's a download in that moment and you go with it. And it's just one of those things that I honestly wasn't going to put it on the record. I was like, this is such a simple song. People don't, y'all don't want this. And I had worship leaders call me like, I heard you sing this song on streaming. You better put this on your record.
Wow. And you know what I'm finding? It's the simple songs that seem to be really gravitating toward the worshipers and toward those that really need to hear a word from God and those that don't know him. It's the simple songs.
It's the simple stuff, because when you got to worry about all those lyrics, you caught up on trying to figure out the lyrics more than you are about what you're saying.
I totally understand. And I understand you have an assignment, we know, for worship, but you really have a heart for the young people.
Absolutely. I accepted my call in our youth conference. We have a youth conference every year called Spiritual Encounter. And we have anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000 teenagers that come to that conference. But when I was 13 years old, when my older sister was the host of the conference at the time, I heard the Lord say, I want to use you in the area of young people. I want to raise you up to minister to young people. I'm 13. And I went and I told my sister and stood and told my parents, I said, God told me I'm supposed to do what my sister is doing with youth. And so they kind of looked at me like, girl, you're 13, but okay. And from that point on, from 13 until now I'm 31, I have always had a heart for young people, a heart for youth, even through my dumb days and through my mistakes and through my trials and tests as a teenager in college years. Lord Jesus, I'm glad my mother prayed for me.
Yeah, somebody prayed for you.
But even through it all, there was always that incorruptible seed of the Word of God living in me that had a heart for young people. And I just believe that most young people don't want to serve God because they think they have to serve the God of their grandmothers. And you don't have to serve the God of your grandmother. You have to serve the God of who your God is. And God has swag. God has style. God has hot music. God has all of the things that can relate to you. And so through music and prayer, through our youth conference that we do every year, now we're converting it to a youth camp that we're going to be doing this year. I mean, just in every single thing that I do, from my Instagram to my Snapchat, I'm always thinking, how can I show a young person that this life with God is really the best life you could pick? I mean, you got your Kim Kardashians and your Beyoncés and all of these people that they look at. And my whole thing is, I want to show you, man, living for God, being a worshiper, that's what this looks like. I mess with the young people in my church all the time because they were looking at my car. So they were like, we love your car, Pastor P. We love your car. I said, this is what worship will get you.
Oh, right,
and they kind of looked at me. They looked at me like, she playing, she always joking. I said, no. I said, because I said yes to the Lord. I said, I could go up to the dealership and buy this car because he's prospered the work of my hand. Yes. And so that's just my personal mission, is that in everything I say, everything I do, I just want God to be relatable to a generation.
Oh, I love it. Now, Brashea, unfortunately, we only have 1 minute, so I need to get your social... I need to get your social media and the number for your 5 a.m. prayer call.
5 a.m. prayer. You don't even have to go and get on the phone. It's 5amglory.com. Join us every fourth Tuesday. There's a replay, a rebroadcast of the one that we did last Tuesday. It's amazing. Miracles broke out. Since I got 1 minute, let me make it quick. Yeah. Follow me everywhere, Snapchat, Instagram. All of it. I'm everywhere, and it's the same name on all social media platforms, and it's Prashea, P-R-E-A-S-H-E-A. It's pronounced Prashea, but it's spelled Prashea. That's how you get to me.
We love it. We love you.
Yes, indeed.
You're going to come back again because the CD comes out what day?
What? It comes out April 21st, so yes! I gotta come hang out with y'all
yeah,
again.
Come
Absolutely.
Do that. We're gonna make that happen.
Yeah.
You know I got
and
nothing
maybe
but
longer
love.
Than 10 minutes. Maybe yeah. longer than 10 minutes.
Come home, come co-host with me. Come co-host with
hey,
me.
Hey, sign me up. Let's
right
do
in
it.
New York City, we'll hang out together, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you for a great interview, Prashea, and we'll see you real soon, okay? And again, those of you all that are tuning in, get that CD when it comes out in April. She'll be back, but the single is No God Like Our God. Thank you so much, sis, and I'll see you real soon.
Yes, indeed. Love you so much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.